You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Harley layoffs are coming. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Harley Davidson will lay off factory workers in the Milwaukee area this month as the company faces what is called a softer-than-expected market. In February, Harley reported a 40% drop in motorcycle revenue and shipped 39% fewer bikes compared to last year. Over 20 people are needing temporary homes after another apartment fire in Milwaukee. No injuries were reported in this one. Fire officials say the apartment building near 45th and Hampton did not have a sprinkler system installed. That's the same situation as the Mother's Day fire at the Highland Court Apartments that killed 5 people. The Red Cross is helping those needing assistance in both situations. Fire officials say the cause of yesterday's fire is still under investigation. Appearing on WISN 12's Upfront program, Senator Ron Johnson called for the maximum sentence for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan.
If the facts bolster it, and sure looks like she obstructed justice, she ought to really be sentenced to the maximum sentence.
Judge Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented migrant escape ICE agents. Dugan has pleaded not guilty and is asking for the case to be thrown out, citing judicial immunity. A coalition of over 130 former judges have filed a brief supporting her, saying the prosecution threatens judicial independence. Wake boats are stirring up controversy on southern Wisconsin lakes. There are new bans or restrictions in 20 local communities this year. The legal battle intensified when a group of owners sued the town of Scott, challenging a ban on enhanced wakes. State legislators are talking about possible statewide rules. The debate has divided lakefront communities with strong opinions on both sides about safety, the environment, and boating rights. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a 3-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so I made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day, Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right, the star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.